as you say, together. To the United States.
Okay. So, mostly, and that, we married
And you were able to come on the same airplane with her?
Because the United Nations said that your family, that you had to go, and how many people you had, you had to go, the whole people. So all your family had to go to the United States. So we came to the United States.
Now to switch this a little bit.
You want to take this?
Yeah, Christine said she'll scan them and send the email of them to me. I guess at the beginning I said we would talk about your experience, or you would talk about your experience in growing up, and now you're in America and you're around Christine's age, so this must have been very strange. Yeah. You came to Jackson or Lansing?
Jackson. I came to Jackson. First, I came here, we don't know English. We only got a couple words. And then we tried to find a job. Every day it's pretty hard for me. And we decided to go to school.
In Jackson?
So, yeah, first thing we went to school, but we have no refugee people in Jackson. So my sponsor at the church said we to the church and somebody coming to us English. So we got a little English there. And then we leave
at your, did they put you in an apartment or?
Yeah. They take us to the church ministry. And they have volunteers come to
teach you?
Don't know anything about it.
To teach you the ways or the language or both?
They have both English as a second language, which is, didn't know anything, but it was followed. And I think we only stayed in Jackson for 5 months. And then in Lansing, they will have more refugees. They have class for
the
ESL. What's the sample?
English is the second language.
Yeah, yeah. Then they decided to move here.
So where did you go to the school? When did you have the classes?
At first we went to church.
Harrison or Lansing?
In downtown Lansing. And then they stopped that program and they go. I think more people come and they go to the one the big building in downtown Lansing, which is all the adult students come to school for second for ESL and also for
was it through one of the churches or not?
Back then, no, it's through the government. Before it was I'm not sure, but probably through the Refugee services? Yes.
Okay.
And then later, more people come, they move to bigger buildings. It's on a corner or something like that.
I talked to Pat, Patricia Kapp.
Pat's our first refugee.
They provide from the refugee service.
Yeah.
And then later, go to a bigger school.
Yes. There's another woman now. Harris? I visited with her, where you and I met at the bike company.
So we went to EL class and then, after that, I go to Hill High School.
Thank you. To where? Hill High School?
So I go to...
Oh, they have an adult program.
I go to Hill High School.
Yeah, adult program.
And I got my high school diploma in Hill High School.
Thank you very much. You went in the evenings? Thank you. You went in the evenings to school or during the daytime?
During the day. This is no regular school.
Well, you went to regular school here?
Yeah, Hill High School.
Did you get a GED or no?
I got a high school diploma in there.
But just back then, they provide English as a second language?
Yes. Thank you very much.
And during the daytime, like till 11 o'clock, and then you go to Yale High School for educational.
So you went too, you both went?
I go to Liberty School for as a second language. Good English, easy something.
High school. I got her high school diploma in...
Oh, you both got that?
Yeah, she got in Liberty School and I got from Hill High School.
So what was it like for you? I mean, this is...
Well, too complicated.
It's what?
Too hard.
It's complicated.
Too complicated. You try to do everything.
If I want to go back, I probably quit. I mean,
if you knew, you're saying, let me make sure I understand, that if you knew what was happening, you wouldn't have.
No, I say, if right now, and it will convert from back when I was young, I probably quit. Because when I look at my life, I will never be able to do the way I did.
You were very brave. I mean, but it was also necessary.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like, it's my life now and my life like in the past 35 years from now. If I want to go back, like, restart my life again. I probably won't survive. I'm gonna die or something. Like crazy. I told my friend I can make a movie of my life.
So
I will admit it, it is good. They have to go for part time to get, in order to get a social service. And then we have to work at least part time to get help from the government. And then we have to go to school, which is not required from the government, right, for yourself. And then we have kids. And we don't have transportation. with a little money and back when my back then bus route limited, you know, the bus route limited to the Lansing, city of Lansing. And it's like, if I go back, I was like, how can we get it? Why?
Well, that's what actually interests me, is some people fall apart. And some people are resilient. You know what resilient?
Not really. Which is, you don't know, we don't speak any English. And if the government, if you gotta get assistance from the government, you have to work part time. Which is, I have my children like a year apart.
All of us are about a year.
He's older.
He's the second one. He's older. He's the second.
And then
the most were 3 years apart.
And then summer is okay, but now winter I have to put my children in one pushing car, 3 kids, and carrying milk, whatever, diaper, go to school, and pushing the baby car.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How come this day you go one block and drive a car? And tell my kid.
And with everything so different, what were you thinking?
I was thinking.
I mean, it's like if we go to the moon. I mean,
yeah.
Like,
I think in the first 4 or 5 months, I think nothing. I'm lonely. No. And then I started to go to school because we came in the middle of winter. So I started to go to school. Then some teachers are very helpful, you know. They will do extra work to help people who are willing to want to live. Then I started to say, I might not be the best, but I can help myself if I keep on pushing. I remember I go to school like a year, I know nothing, just go. The teacher say anything, I don't hear anything, I just go. Then finally you hear things like, understand a little bit. Then the kid's grown, and I go to conference, the kids have to tell me what the teacher said. That part is so embarrassing, you know. You go to conference, you're supposed to know what the kid do, but then the kid has to translate, which is which is very bad, but you have to survive.
Were there any? Go ahead.
Since our kids go out, so they all do.
Since your kids what?
Since my kids grow up.
Wow, well, oh no. It's okay.
That's how I feel, and I didn't go through all this. Were there
some
any? Go ahead.
Some of them we all do.
Can you tell me any humorous, funny stories of where you think, I don't know, something is, you know what I mean, one way and then.
The problem, I don't know, but I always talk to my kid, the problem, the funny story always true story. When I go to school, my teacher told me the about the street, the stop sign, the right, or the stop.
The corner light.
Yeah.
So you say red you stop, green you go, right? But one day I go and they never green. Because
so you just stay there.
So you have to push the button to to get that thing go, right? So Away, one day I'm gonna wait for the car, go by that side, never green, I wait for a car, go the other side, never
you
green.
You say what?
My teacher told me that.
He took it very literally. Red, green means stay, green means go, walk means walk.
Uh-huh. And then?
Well, how long did you
stay? I'll stay for a while, how long, but it's a walk. Was while, then I decided, okay, it doesn't matter, I go. So I go and I go back to school and I told my teacher, hey, you told me that red stop and the green the gold, but never green to me. And he said, oh, I forgot to say you push the button.
I think it was a couple of months, and he has to like, we live in downtown Lansing, but all landlords in Hensley buy the landlink thing, you know,
people who yes.
We don't know how to go buy money orders or writing address or nothing. That's one time a cousin took that's over there to pay the first rent. And then
The second month
he has to go pay the rent and he ride a bicycle by you know on the river to a hackathon and he will go cross Maya and go to Langley then over there and on the hackathon and Wall River
yeah.
In Michigan State. And that line never green. You have to push the button. You say walk. Keep on saying don't walk until you push the button, and you stand there for hours. That's cause you're coming go, and that's why I say I don't know. You say don't walk. Right now it's good to laugh and it's funny, but back then probably so frustration. Don't know what to do. Don't speak English. Don't know how to ask.
So, you have seven. So two were born in
Thailand.
Five.
All born in Lansing. All born in Sarah.
What do all your children do? I don't think I congratulate you.
The oldest one's a computer engineer.
Oh, so he was actually born in Thailand.
He was born in Thailand.
And his name is
Dang.
What did you say? He's a draftsman,
I think. I'm not sure what his degree's in. What he's been something.
Is it Dang?
He actually went to Ferris.
Uh huh.
Dang, the oldest one, is a computer engineer, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And he went to
Central,
if I can remember. We all went to different college mm-hmm. universities. Paul, which is the third one, has his computer science degree, I believe, in IT. Julie has her mechanical engineering degree. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, and then
she's a mechanical engineer?
Yeah.
Or did she go?
Both Ming and, oh, she went to Kettering. Both Ming and Julie both have their masters. And then,
we have
Ming.
Ming is M.
M-E-N-G.
And then Bang.
Bang, what's your degree?
I read the last engineering.
Yeah. So we're design engineering. No, I'm different. And then Nancy is, Julie also has her master's. Nancy is,
from where? Kettering.
And then Nancy is continuing to finish school. Hers has been, biomed.
I have no skills in that department. I paint and I write.
Biomed. And then mine's in packaging.
Oh, packaging.
And, John is in, IT programming, I believe, and he just finished off his associate.
So you must believe in education.
Well, we try to, but.
You won't know. You won't know how what's the word you learn your children? How we, I don't know what to say.
Well, can you say the long
one? Where
well, you are or
oh. How can they force us to go into
my goal is after I speak in English and watching the news and little bit about English and I'm watching the news and read newspaper a little bit and I'm in my mind I tell I gotta make my children go to school, it doesn't matter what. We take them 10 of children to school from kindergarten to high school. They don't work.
They literally take us up and back to school
every day. Because I determined to keep my children in school.
That's wonderful.
But other parents don't know our hardship, you know. Back then we don't have cell phone too, so it's like half a life, the children have, only children have half a life, you know. And I my goal is say, if my life is the way I think, what I hope all my children have the education and they don't look like me. They don't not look like me. They don't have the hardship that I had. So I keep on force my children to go.
But that's wonderful. I mean, it's tough on you guys, probably.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Too. What?
That was good. That's why we're here.
they keep on complaining that they want to be like other children, freedom, but I say, you have too much freedom and you forgot your school.
We don't have much, we come to this country, we don't know English, so it's hard for me to try to understand.
It's hard as when they are kids. But it's also harder when you're an adult and go to school and financial stuff. I can tell you, it's a nightmare when one kid say, I need this, and the other kid say, I need that, and then my clock at a spot, I need books, and you know, this, that, and so on. It's like, pity. But now, finally, I have one child left to support. Good now.
We tried to help the kids, so hopefully we can continue on there. We can't do this country. I only worked for 5 years. And now we are working, we're both working for this. I was a 14 year in the industry, was 19 years.
And what do you do there? What kind of a company is it?
It's a retail part for commercial things. And also do a little bit for government, like helicopters and stuff.
So up until, you say, 2 months ago you were in Lansing?
Yeah, we moved here in the end of April.
Wow.
I don't know, it's kind of a long story.
It's the beginning, no. I want to thank you very much. And if I have more questions,
I hope you get little attention. All these books.
It takes a lot of courage. I mean, you don't know me. I mean, Christine, she just met me.
Yeah.
And she was very helpful too.
In case you need some, you need more information, just call her and let me know.
What I afraid of is maybe. Because you interview a lot of people, right? And then maybe, because you live in different part of a different country, and the country you live in different part, they have different experience.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This.
So you might get a mix.
Which is good.
That's
a good thing. Oh, mix them up? Yeah, no.
No, you might get some mixed one story different than the other, you might make not a good one.
How do you say this particular book? Mm-hmm. It's not that big a book. Mm-hmm. Maybe 100 pages. Mm-hmm. So I can use small parts from what people say, but it's possible, I don't know for sure, that there could be a second book where more of your story. The book I did with a colleague, there are 18 stories of people from all over the world. This book is a smaller book, mm-hmm. and it's about the history of how the Hmong people came mm-hmm. here, because most people don't know who the Hmong people are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like an introduction to the Hmong people. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota and Wisconsin, people have written these kinds of books before.
Yeah, they got a lot.
But not here.
Yeah.
So I'm not interviewing lots and lots of people. I mean, maybe at this point there will be a total of maybe 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take, I have to, how do you say, type up.
Type in that thing.
but it's easier to do it now, closer to the time. Like I waited on yours. These ones are not going to wait.
In a bigger city like Minnesota and people don't have hardship as much as the small cities. Because they have churches, they have programs, they have
yes.
other stuff. And that is why smaller people like us have, if you look at the percentage of refugees, and the people who come to smaller cities like us, they don't have much help. They don't have nothing to look up to. And they push and push. And if you think about the percentage of refugee people come to a small city or a big city, in the age like us, the more successful thing people live in bigger cities and they help growing from churches.
You say you're more successful in a smaller city.
Yeah.
Because you have to do it yourself?
Yes, yes. We don't have like program to help like food, like clothes, like people help you go take you to the doctor, or we don't have translation. And if those people push more than people who
No, that's okay.
And people who come in big city, they have translation, they have churches calling help like food and clothes and transportation. Those are, I mean, I'm not saying all of them, but those are that. If people who push up, then they success. But people didn't get what they want, they don't want to push, they are less successful than the parents.
But you became strong by coming to the smaller community.
Yeah, just
in general, across the board, people who go to bigger cities, they're more dependent on the system, therefore they don't do as well. Or they don't try as hard because they're dependent on the system.
And they have more help.
Yeah, they become more help, more aid. Whereas if you don't do a smaller study, you're here and you have to do it for yourself. So you strive a little bit harder to do things or to do well because you don't think you're not just community that dependent on a system.
Is that clear?
Very, very clear. My parents were also immigrants, but this was many years ago. They came from Bulgaria, which is in Eastern Europe. So I have a, how do you say, I have empathy? You know what empathy is?
Yeah, feeling.
For people, because I'm like you. Mm-hmm. I mean, different time period and different age. I'm older than the two of you, but it's the... You know, the feeling for the struggle. But you're right, because my parents were not in a community.
Yeah, because like Kim and I, we start from nothing. We like we a newborn. Don't speak English. Don't have a red penny in a pocket when you come to the United States. And we just like a newborn when you come to the United States. It's hard. It's very hard. I mean, I literally learned the word 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10 and got 11, and 12 is the most difficult for me to go to school. 11 and 12, it's like, I would say, 11 is a two letter one, I should say 1-1, why you say 11? You say 1-2, when like 13, 14, it's okay, because I say 4, 1-14.
Oh, I see.
And 11, 12, is 13, it's, I can't remember that. Yeah,
But you both expressed yourselves very well. And I'm
it's
very
like, oh my god. Three most difficult
ones. Well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll probably have questions.
Yeah,
okay, anything? We can go.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I've talked too much.
No.
But just take what you want.
You can choose the one you want.
Use this technology. I hate this technology.
No.
Have you tried the, my aunt told me the Catholic Social Services on LinkedIn?
Yes, I'm trying to remember the name. Oh, Judy Harris.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's what they were saying.
I don't want to.
Oh, no, you're okay. Just you
well,
like
I don't want to feel So you have a long commute. Yes, it takes you a long time to get to work now.
Yeah,
an hour,
a minute.
And can I take a picture of the crazy?
Sure.
Yeah, here's a column. I googled
good.
It so that you could get the picture. Spelling something.